5. It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Colonel Dan Marvin, and we're going to be talking about his experiences in Vietnam and the fact that he has sent copies of his book and the information about how the military, American military in Vietnam, actually allowed the enemy to be supplied, how they gave the enemy sanctuary, how they used the CIA to kill Americans, and of course his basic theme is we need to understand what happened in Vietnam so we do not have the same thing happening in the current war. Well, the trouble is the same thing is happening in the current war. We are giving the enemy sanctuary in Pakistan. I mean, that's where we let Osama bin Laden go after he escaped from Tora Bora. And we never tried to pursue him. We never tried to destroy Al-Qaeda. We went to war to destroy Al-Qaeda. They were a small group of people. And what's happened? Why, they've increased vastly in number. We've managed to antagonize the Muslim world. We have done more to help to build Al-Qaeda than Osama bin Laden ever could have done with 1,000 terrorist attacks on America. And it's been done by our own government. And of course, you can get into the original financing of Al-Qaeda, and this is well documented from many sources. Al-Qaeda and the Taliban were both financed by the CIA, so we've got to bring the CIA under control. Today, our boys are fighting and dying in Afghanistan, and they're fighting the Taliban, who are being funded by the Pakistani ISI intelligence, that are being funded by the Pakistani government, that is being funded with your tax money. It's Vietnam all over again. And that's why Colonel Dan Marvin's message is so vitally important. I mean, the American soldiers could have won the war in Vietnam in 2 months if they'd been allowed to win the war and attack the enemy. They were never allowed to attack the enemy. There were rules of engagement that made it impossible for them to be effective and to put our American boys at risk time and time and time again. I personally can attest to the fact we could have won the war. I personally talked to William H. Sullivan, the American ambassador to Laos, and to four-star Marine General Lew Bault, who both told me that we could have won the war in 2 months if we'd have been allowed to attack North Vietnam. Oh, we couldn't do that. My goodness, we'd be involved in a war in America. Be dying if we attack North Vietnam. What sort of insanity is that? You go into war to win it, not to give excuses why you can't try to win the war, but then Vietnam had nothing to do with winning. It was a magnificent diversion as they brought about their socialist revolution here in America. And if you doubt that, you need to read the article written by McGeorge Bundy, Skull and Bones, Council on Foreign Relations, Director of the National Security Agency under both Lyndon Johnson and John Kennedy, the man who was primarily responsible for the betrayal of the men at the Bay of Pigs, who sent those men in to die, just like he sent our soldiers into Vietnam to die and bleed and suffer, but never to be allowed to win. And McGeorge Bundy writes an article, January 1967, Foreign Affairs Magazine, where he tells the insiders, the elite, where we're involved in a social revolution at home. We're involved in a social revolution here in America. And we can't pull out of Vietnam. If we pull out of Vietnam, there'll be a reaction against our brave new departures in health and education and welfare and the rebuilding and remaking of America. The road forward at home is by persistence in Vietnam, and we sent our boys there to die as a diversion as they changed America. And the same thing is happening today. What's going on in Europe, what's going on in the Middle East is a diversion as our boys die there. Why we're being invaded here with the full help and support of the traitors in Washington, D.C., who are intent upon bringing another 100 million aliens into this country and destroying, you know, the demographics of this nation and destroying our social welfare system and destroying our Social Security and your pensions. And with that as a background, Colonel Marvin, thank you so very much for being with us.
I am proud and pleasured to be on your program, Dr. Stan. I'll have to admit I agreed with 100% of what you said about Vietnam, and I was there. And with regard to what you said later about, excuse me, about the same thing happening in Iraq, I've got a grandson in Iraq, and I had two grandsons in Iraq at one time. One has been wounded. He was in the 82nd Airborne Division. He's back there in the 82nd Airborne Division. He wants to be with his buddies. But I know, and you know, that war had nothing to do with what the president told the American people. He just flat lied to the American people. But with regard to the people knowing the truth, you know, it's so difficult. I told you I wanted very much to talk about this aiding the enemy bit, because we still are. A local gentleman named Donald Kruger and I met just last week with, excuse me, a Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel who had spent 4 months with the Marine Corps over there, the specific purpose of writing up what they were doing and how they were doing it in one of the toughest provinces in all of Iraq. And when I asked him point blank, I said, Colonel, is it a fact that your Marines are not permitted to shoot at the enemy if the enemy is shooting from a mosque? Well, the mosque just happens to be a fortress when somebody's shooting from it, and we should level it down. But he said they were not allowed. I mean, this is just within the last few weeks. They're not allowed to shoot at an enemy that's shooting at them.
Sure. I mean, there are other things in the rules of engagement, you know. They could be throwing big chunks of concrete at your vehicles as they go by. And I know for a long time they weren't allowed to shoot at the people throwing big chunks of concrete, you know, at their vehicles. And other things that made it put their lives in danger. This is the trouble.
You know what? What will really sadden, I think, or at least it should, the American people, is what I told you about yesterday when we spoke, and that's the fact that the Army War College...
Hold that. We'll be right back here in just a moment with Colonel Dan Marvin.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. We've been counting the days, and May 27th is the 50th day. Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate the Feast of Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks. The festivities will begin at 10:30 a.m. May 27th at the Amphitheater, North Shore, Lake Loveland in Loveland, Colorado. Special guest speakers Eddie Chumney and Obadiah Frank will be there. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more details or directions. We've been counting the days, and May 27th is the day.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups
or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
Here at the American Freedom Network. Colonel, go right ahead and tell this story.
All right, sir. You know, I feel so pleased and happy and just proud of you and your people and what you do, because you know very well, as I'll tell the American people now, and I'm sure they know by now, or at least should, that I wrote the book Expendable Elite, which tells about this, our government aiding the enemy. We went to court. They took us to court to try and silence that book. It cost us, my publisher and I, $152,000, but we won the court battle because we were telling the truth. Now, I've taken that book, the new edition, which has over 100 new pages about the trial, and I've sent it to the Army War College. The Army War College is the greatest Army institution with regard to an officer becoming a general. I believe that now they must go through the Army War College, and they are the ones that lead our forces throughout the world. And then the Command and General Staff College at Fort Leavenworth, which is a school that teaches the mid-level officers, your field grade officers. And I sent my book, the new Victory Edition, one to the library, and then one to each of two instructors in each of the schools that teach in history and in special forces operations, to try and get them to tell their students historically that we aided the enemy, with the proof even by General William Westmoreland, as he stated in his own book, his autobiography, A Soldier Reports, that we, as you said early in this program, aided the enemy by giving them sanctuaries and giving them the Mekong River, the biggest river in Vietnam, to resupply them with our protection of the ships, taking weapons and ammunition into Cambodia to turn around and kill us with. I am now working, hopefully, with the people of this nation and asking them to contact their congressmen and their senators and demand that they call myself and Jerry Wilsey before the Congress for a hearing to tell them about our government's continuing aiding of the enemy all the way up till today. They are, in fact, giving the enemy sanctuaries inside of Afghanistan, inside of Iraq, and who knows where else. In fact, I was very fortunate to get an interest from Kathleen Dwignan, who happens to be the executive director of the National Institute of Military Justice. Now, this is separate from the Department of Defense. It's all attorneys, and they're there to help make sure that the laws are followed properly in the military. And she told me this when I gave her a copy of my book and told her about the correspondence with the War College and the Command and General Staff College. She said, "If you get congressional interest, please feel free to let me know and I can approach our board of directors for evaluation." She wants to help, but her hands are tied. I have to have congressional interest. So you folks out there, write your congressmen and congresswomen and tell them they should get Colonel Marvin and Master Sergeant Gerald Wilsey before Congress and tell them the truth about aiding of the enemy, which amounts to our killing our own forces by giving the enemy the ability to do it with all kinds of protection.
Well, you know, Colonel, in my my March newsletter, I simply quoted from the talk that Professor Anthony Sutton gave before the Republican National Commission Committee back in 1972, pointing out that all during the Vietnam War and before that, the United States was helping and financing Russia, and Russia was actually providing the military equipment for North Vietnam.
That was an excellent speech.
It was sent to South Vietnam to kill our boys. I mean, there is, and we're still doing it. We're still building up Russia today. Russia today, as Yuri Felsinski, I never can pronounce his name, but Felsinski said in a recent interview with me, you get an hour out of St. Petersburg or Moscow, and you're back in the 19th century. You're back in 1800s.
Right.
They don't have any development at all. Yet they are the greatest and largest developer, largest producer of oil and natural gas today in the world. How could Russia so underdeveloped that you're an hour out of Moscow and St. Petersburg, an hour out of there back in the 19th century? Very simply, because we've done it for them.
And, amen.
And through our Export-Import Bank, your tax money, through the World Bank, your tax money, International Monetary Fund, your tax money, through the Asian Development Bank, through our great American banks and corporations and oil companies, we're putting in the pipelines and drilling the wells for Russia. That's my latest newsletter. You want to get it. You want to get copies of it.
Amen.
And they are, of course, the Russians are providing the weapons to the Iranians that will be used against America in the coming war. Ladies and gentlemen, it's deja vu all over again. When are the American people going to understand we consistently have supported the best enemies money could buy, and our leaders know what they're doing? They just don't want you to know.
Well, I was absolutely amazed in talking with a full colonel from the Army War College and a doctor from the Command and General Staff College that they don't seem to have any real feeling of why they should do anything as far as instruction in those schools that would cause military officers, especially those of high rank, to demand from Congress that we never aid the enemy. How could we not teach that to our senior officers?
Because they're afraid for their positions. You don't want to rock the boat because they want to get promoted, and they know if they come out and tell the truth, they're not going to get promoted.
That's right. And all general officer and flag officer promotions are political. Every single one of them is a political promotion. Up until full colonel, it's military. But once they make general, to make general, it's political. And it's a darn shame. I know you listeners out there, I've still got a grandson in Iraq, as I mentioned earlier. You must know somebody or have a member of your family that's either over there or is going over there. I just got a call yesterday from one of my interpreter's sons who is on the way to Iraq, and he just wanted to let me know so I could pray for him. If you have any feeling at all for the American soldier, sailor, Marine, or Air Force man that's going to Iraq or that may possibly go to Iraq, then you ought to be writing your congressman and saying, hey, we need to get the truth out about this aiding of the enemy.
Well, Colonel Marvin had sent me copies of the emails he had sent to at least the people, working in the colleges sent to him. You know, they obviously didn't want to read his book. They didn't want to do anything controversial. All they want to do is simply go along with the flow and never tell the officers the truth about Vietnam, that all during the Vietnamese War, we were helping the people who were killing our boys, and in many instances, funding the very people who were killing our boys and keeping them from winning the war, And time and again you'll hear, well, certainly Iraq and Afghanistan are not a Vietnam all over again. And of course they're Vietnam all over again. We're not trying to win over there. They never sent enough boys into Iraq. They never gave them the proper equipment. They put rules of engagement on that kept them from winning. Of course it's Vietnam all over again.
I'll say this, Dr. Stan. If we could somehow resurrect, and we can't do it, the Lord could, General Patton, and give him charge of that war in Iraq, he would have the tanks he needs, and I understand they don't have any tanks over there. I guess they're afraid they might accidentally run into a mosque with it. They don't have the weapons and the armor that they need to win that war and the authority to win it. They need the authority to win it, and they don't have it.
Sure. And, you know, it's just such a tragic situation. And it's tragic for our men. It's tragic for the Iraqi people. I mean, here, you know, you've 2 million of the people have fled the country. Another 2 million are homeless. You know, the civilians have been 600,000 or 700,000. The civilians have been killed. And they're being, you know, if they help the Americans, why the Sunnis will kill them. And if they help the Sunnis, why we kill them? They're caught in the middle. They don't have electricity. They don't have the proper sewage. They don't get water. I mean, we've created a living hell, and the polls show they want America to leave tomorrow. They don't want us to stay until they have a stable country. But we're not going to leave. We're building the largest embassy in the entire world right there in Baghdad.
Right.
And if you listen to what our generals are saying, they've been told we are not going to leave. We may pull back. We may not have as many troops there. But as long as America is occupying that country, the violence is going to continue in the same way that if the Chinese or the Germans or somebody else were occupying our country, our patriots would be fighting as well.
That's right. You know, it's interesting, too. I just heard just day before yesterday over the Internet that the United States government is planning to build 12, I believe it is, 12 permanent military bases in Iraq. 12 permanent military bases. Now, does that sound like the president really is serious about pulling our troops out of there and letting them fight their own battles?
Sure. Well, they always intended to have a permanent presence in
Amen.
The Middle East. And I mean, that's laid out by the Project for the New American Century and their website. If you want to get the documentation, newamericancentury.org, newamericancentury.org. And then to use some
Thank you.
To a pamphlet called Rebuilding America's Defenses, page 14, and they will tell you we intend to keep our troops there permanently. And who is the new American century? You go to the 1997, where they organized it. It was a man named Donald Rumsfeld, a man named Dick Cheney, a man named John Bolton, a man named Paul Wolfowitz, a man named Elliot Abrams, and then Gary Bauer to keep the Christians in line, William Bennett to keep the Catholics in line, Norman Potteros to keep the Jews in line. They covered every base. And the current ambassador to Iraq was part of this little group. 27 men who took control of our government and are still there.
Amen. It's interesting that when I last spoke with, and the only time I ever spoke with General Tommy Franks, when he was in charge of that war over there, and he turned the phone over for me to ask a bunch of questions to his assistant, and one of his complaints was if they were going to go over there to win the war, then why did Rumsfeld's war planning staff, why was it comprised of all personnel without any combat experience? I mean, we're going to tell you how to fight a war, Rumsfeld, but we've never been there.
Sure. Well, I'm Chris. Rumsfeld knew exactly what he was doing.
Amen.
I mean, he is a very evil and wicked person.
Yes, he is.
And his whole career has been the same thing. And the fact that the president would allow that man to serve as Secretary of Defense reflects on the president.
That's right. I don't know that the new one is any better. I hope and pray that he is. But we still got the same group of people. And it may not even include the president who's making these decisions, as far as I know. It's that other group that belong to that Skull and Bone Society, or have belonged to it, and now belong to this inner circle that really is telling our Department of Defense what to do.
Hey, you're absolutely right. We'll be right back with Colonel Marvin, and we'll take your calls here at the American Freedom Network.
And start owning. Jamie LaRue with Destiny Lending here. Take advantage of today's buyer's market and buy a home with a low-interest VA-backed mortgage. It's a benefit you earned. For 10 years, I've had the honor of helping veterans utilize their VA benefit. Call 970-214-1374 and get more information on your VA loan and start looking for a home of your own. 970-214-1374.
I'm speaking with Angela Smith with Destiny Lending. Manufactured homes have been difficult to finance. Has that changed?
Yes. We have programs for up to 100% financing on single and double wide, with or without land. Rural homes also qualify. Stop paying outrageous interest rates just because you own a manufactured home.
So call Angela Smith with Destiny Lending, 970-988-3840. That's 970-988-3840.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Well, I understand, you know, it's been said that the one thing we learn from history is that we don't learn anything from history. And yet we must. For those who do not remember the past are condemned to repeat it. And that's why Colonel Marvin's book, The Expendable Elite, is so very important. Because if we count his history as a command officer and with a special forces detachment in along the border between Vietnam and Cambodia, and fascinating stories of what was accomplished there, and stories about other things that happened, and how the CIA sent a detachment of South Vietnamese troops to kill Colonel Marvin and his men because Colonel Marvin refused to carry out an assignment to kill the Crown Prince of of Cambodia Sihanouk. So it's an amazing book, an important part of history, the way that, of course, we gave the sanctuary to the enemy. We allowed them to use the Mekong River to refinance, supply the men who were killing our boys. Everything was done to block the American military from winning the war, just exactly as they're doing, you know, in Afghanistan, where we're funding the people who are financing the Taliban. But we just can't do anything about it. My goodness, why we couldn't do anything about Pakistan, even though we're giving them large sums of money. Colonel, do you have a website at all where people can get in touch with you or get more information?
Absolutely. The website is Expendable Elite, one word, ExpendableElite.com. And also, you all should know that you can order a book through Dr. Stan. He has the books there.
Yes,
and it's
sure.
A book that is so important that our government, and I'm sure the CIA was behind it, contacted the Special Forces Association, and they took us to court in Charleston, South Carolina, in January of 2006, and they assumed that we wouldn't even show up because we were going against such a powerful organization. But we went, and I took four boxes of evidence with me. They had no evidence. And we just stood up against the mighty special operations people, the CIA people of our government, to prove that Expendable Elite is 100% the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, and important to every American citizen.
And, of course, they did everything to stop the book from being circulated. Didn't they offer to withdraw the lawsuit if you would simply admit that the book was all a lie?
Amen. They did. During mediation, they said they would completely drop it, there'd be no money involved, and they were suing for over $1 million. And $700,000 plus other costs, which we estimated $300,000 for their attorneys if we'd lost. And all they wanted me to do was sign a letter to them, which they could publish, which states that Expendable Elite is a fairy tale. It's not the truth.
In other words, we can't let the American people know the truth, so we're going to sue you and force you to lie. And that,
that's
ladies
right.
and gentlemen, is the way the CIA operates in America today. It's not supposed to operate that way, but it does.
Well, until I got saved, and I think people should know this, and I tell this in the book, until I got saved, I was a trained assassin for use by the CIA outside of the United States. One time I was asked to do it in the United States, and I refused it because I was taught that we did those kind of things outside the United States, and the mafia was used by the CIA for assassinations inside the United States, and I had a mafia don, he's dead now, in Worcester, Massachusetts, that was a don over the Boston area mafia, tell me that they used him and his people for stateside assassinations.
Sure. In fact, that even they contacted to help with the murder of President Kennedy.
Yes, he told me personally. I asked him, I said, did they ever contact you about helping out on the Kennedy hit? And he says, yes, the company called me, and he says, I told them that we don't have no problems with the Kennedys in Massachusetts.
Sure. And so they killed the president. I believe that they killed his brother. And I
Amen.
Believe they killed Martin Luther King. And Colonel Marvin has some amazing material on Martin Luther King. We'll have to have him come back again. Every American should know that the King family took the government to court on a trial, and the judge, of course, the hearing. Was that a jury trial, or was that a purely heard by a judge?
It was a jury trial.
It was a unanimous verdict. The government was involved in the murder of Martin Luther King and totally blacked out across America.
That's right.
What was the book that was written about that trial?
The trial is...
Well,
I'll be looking here. when we're talking, but it's an absolute fact that during that trial, at the end, and I've got a copy of the judge's written statement, that it's called the act of an act of state, an act of state, where the judge ruled for the jury, and well, he actually just quoted the jury's rule, that our government was 70% complicit in the murder of Dr. King.
And how could you possibly keep the American people from knowing about the trial and the jury's decision?
Well, what they did, I've got a friend who was there during the entire trial, and he's been hamstrung like I've been with debts and everything else, and he flat will tell you that there was representatives of all the major media there when the trial started, and one by one, they were called out of the courtroom, and they never came back.
And that's how it's done, ladies and gentlemen. They put pressure on them. They silence them. They've got their people planted in every major publisher and every major newspaper and magazine in America.
That's right.
Not to reveal the truth, but to conceal the truth from the American people.
Well, you know, even something as important to the communications world as far as housewives and men at home, because you can't, you know, couldn't hear it during the work time, is the Diane Rehm show. I've sent her the first edition of my book. I sent each of her producers a copy of the brand new edition, the Victory edition, that told all about the court trial. And I flat told them in writing and on many phone calls that this was all about our government aiding the enemy in Vietnam and right up till to date, and they refuse to have me on their program, on her program, and why would that be? And something as important and dramatic as proving in court that our government aided the enemy, and our government actually sent people to kill me and my men, American soldiers. It wasn't important enough because she's getting orders from somebody.
Well, I'll never forget, some years ago, I was on a nationwide television program, last time I was ever asked. But, you know, it was the Jane Whitney program. Nobody's heard of Jane Whitney, but she was doing great until she had me on. They canceled her right after that. So anyway, we'll be back in a moment to wrap up this morning's program.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs. But we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Last winter really took its toll here in Colorado. Roof damage became the norm rather than the exception. Even here at the facilities of KHNC Radio, our roof began to give way to the weight of the winter snow, and light fixtures came crashing down around us. We turned to our longtime friends at New West Roofing, and they came to our rescue with high-quality workmanship and experience, as well as a genuine concern that the job was done quickly and correctly. We can highly recommend you contact Bud and New West Roofing at 303-452-4172. That's 303-452-4172 for all of your roofing, seamless gutter, or skylight needs. New West Roofing has been a longtime supporter of the American Freedom Network, and we're proud to recommend them. They've been in business since 1978. New West Roofing, 303-452-4172.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network, and if you have a question for Colonel Marvin, we would accept it at 970-689-8255, 970-689-8255. It's so vitally important that people understand that what's going on in the Middle East is deja vu all over again. Another no-win war. We sent our boys to bleed and suffer and die as a great diversion as they're transforming America here at home. And anyway, Colonel, Cindy, what sort of response are you getting from people who've read your book?
All good response from those who did get the book, but most of them have a little bit of fear in them as far as writing their congressman about it, because they think that they will suffer some of the consequences that myself and my friends have suffered over the years. And that's a shame, but if enough American people write their congressman, then we can get this thing out in the open. And I'd like them to write the Diane Rehm Show and ask them why they won't let Colonel Marvin on there with a book that he's proved, he and his publisher, at the cost of $152,000, we went to court so that the American people would know the truth.
Well, the reason is because she would be put off just like Jane Whitney had me on, and that was one of her last programs.
Yes, tell us about that.
Oh, it was having to do with the AIDS issue, but without checking me out very much, they put me on the program. We were talking about discrimination against people with active HIV disease, and they had three activists on the podium and myself. They had an audience. Half of them were wearing little red ribbons, pro-AIDS activists. They stacked the audience. Half of them got off the street. I dominated the program, under those circumstances, I'm really a sort of a nice, mild guy, but here was an opportunity to reach the entire nation. We did. And they pulled her contract, and, you know, within two or three months, she was off the air. Never to be seen again, the Jane Whitney program. Great program. Nice lady. Brilliantly handled. She came and told me ahead of time she sympathized with me, but she was going to attack me on television. And, she played the game, you know, as sometimes I will, you know, because we're trying to bring out certain points. Mm-hmm. And I may take a position against what I really believe. At the end of the program, I always let people know how I really feel, however.
Right.
Because we're trying to get people to think. She did a magnificent job, but she let me dominate that program. And that was one of the last programs she did. And this will happen to anybody. I mean, during the Kennedy time, when the people came out, well-known entertainers came out and said, we think there was a conspiracy behind the murder of an American president. And Dick Gregory, a well-known comedian at the time, very talented black liberal comedian, they destroyed him. He never could get employment after that on a regular basis.
Yep.
And you tell the truth today, and you're in the media, they're going to come after you.
You know, if somebody were to pick up my book and read Martha Ray's forward, they will understand why our government tried to destroy Martha Ray at the trial. Of course, she's deceased, but they tried to destroy her memory. They even said in front of the jury that she was illiterate. She couldn't read or write, so she could not have written that forward, that she never treated any injured in the camps, and yet I've got a picture in the book showing her with her nurse's black bag. And they said, I faked the picture. They told every possible lie they could to try and get my book off the market, but we won because we told the truth.
You mean they said she couldn't read or write?
That's correct. It's right in the trial transcript, which we had to pay $2,500 for, but we've got the truth in our hands of exactly what was said at that trial.
It's just amazing how far the intelligence agency will go to discredit and destroy people. And
that's
why we've got to do away with the CIA and with the FBI and with most of our intelligence agencies, because they're not representing the people, they're representing the establishment. And the establishment cannot allow the truth to come out. And we either get involved now or we can forget about freedom, because people are not willing to stand and fight for freedom. We'll certainly lose it.
That's right.
Believe me, there are people working within those intelligence agencies who have a different agenda. There are a lot of people in the CIA and the FBI, good people. A lot of people in the government are good people. But
amen.
There's an element of organized evil there.
Well, it was somebody, you know, in 1989, when I finally fought, and I actually had to send a threatening note to the President of the United States, President George Herbert Walker Bush, to get an investigation to clear General Dang. And when I was going to go up and bring him into this country after he'd been cleared by our government, I got a call from a friend of mine in the CIA that told me that there was an ambush going to be set up to kill Dang and myself once we got across the border. And I was able to stop that. But there are good people in all these agencies.
Sure.
But the most important thing to remember is that some of the most evil people in the world are in the best government in the world.
That's right. And they are there because that's where they can do the most harm.
That's right.
And they get promoted because they have friends in Skull and Bones.
That's right.
Council on Foreign Relations and the Masons and the Theosophists and the Rosicrucians and the other organizations of similar ilk out there. Well, Colonel, we've got just about 30 seconds for you to finish up the program.
Well, I would like the people that are listening to this, number one, I'd like them to order a book from you so they know what this is all about. Number two, go to my website, expendableelite.com, and it'll show you on there a lot of information about the trial and everything else, but it will also give you an email address where if they got any questions, they can ask them of me.
Go ahead, expand Make My Day Law. You can protect your valuables while you are at home, and Liberty Safe will protect your guns, coins, and paper goods while you are away. Go to Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply, your Liberty Safe dealer, and get a safe to suit your needs. They also carry firearms, have an indoor shooting range, and shooting instruction so you can take advantage of the new, improved Make My Day Law. Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Liberty Safe, helping to protect your valuables, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry Street.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
We've been counting the days, and May 27th is the 50th day. Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them as they celebrate the Feast of Shavuot, the Feast of Weeks. The festivities will begin at 10:30 a.m. May 27th at the Amphitheater, North Shore Lake Loveland in Loveland, Colorado. Special guest speakers Eddie Chumney and Obadiah Frank will be there. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more details or directions. We've been counting the days, and May 27th is the day.
Here at the American Freedom Network, Colonel Marvin and his publisher had to put up $150,000 of their own money to actually help the pay the expenses of their lawyers to fight the CIA-induced lawsuit. We've actually contributed, my wife and I, on several occasions towards their fund. If you'd be interested in helping them, they still have $80,000 or $90,000 to pay off of that debt. And if you would like to send a gift, you can send it to my ministry. Give us a call, our 800 number, get the address, but make it to the Colonel Marvin Fund or to the Defense Fund, and we'll be sure they get the money. We think they need to be helped. When people have the courage that Colonel Marvin does, why, when they get him under attack, we've got to back them. Well, this is the time when I need to let our listeners know that my ministry is primarily listener-supported. We will be speaking there in Loveland, Colorado on the 9th of June. And if you want to get the telephone number, why, we can get that for you. It's a, send you a 970 number, and I'll have that in just a moment. But we'll be speaking there at the theater on the evening of the 9th of June. The number to call is 970-346-3742. That's 970-346-3742. And we'll be talking about wars, Iraq, the untold story. And you need to understand all the wars of the last century were contrived. They were fought not to win. They were fought to bring about a one-world government. Because what you are never told is the Japanese have been trying for months to surrender before we launched the bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Why, the invasion of Iwo Jima and Okinawa were totally unnecessary. The Japanese were prepared to surrender, but we didn't want to surrender. We wanted a justification for the horror and carnage so that the people would be willing to accept a world government. And that's why World War III is coming. Because out of the horror that lies ahead, most people will say, give up our freedom, anything, so we don't have to go through it again. You see, the Americans didn't have to go through the suffering of World War I and World War II. But I fear that they will go through tremendous suffering in World War III. So if we hope that you want to come hear my talk on Iraq, the Untold Story, because it covers all of the wars of the last century. And then to understand how this fits together, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or watch the DVD. You need to hear my latest talk, Forbidden Secret, and it's available on DVD and VHS, and has an excellent syllabus that comes with it, which we put together. And it has all sorts of documentation. You can read President Bush's speeches, where he tells you about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm. He mentions that term twice in his first inaugural address. Do you know who the angel is who rides in the whirlwind and directs this storm? And why that is so important that he would mention it twice in the first address? Well, we, of course, take you into the background of so much of what's going on today. And then we also recommend you get the videos, Riddles in Stone, The Secret Architecture of America's Capital. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Some churches believe that Christians will be raptured before the coming of the Great Tribulation. Have you heard this teaching? Have you wondered if it was true? The Watchman's Cry is an interesting book by Obadiah Frank that uses the Bible and clearly explains that this teaching is not true. You can get The Watchman's Cry from the American Freedom Network by calling 1-800-205-6245. This amazing book is only $10 postpaid. Get it now by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network.
You're listening to The Lion, 10,000 watts, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.
This is Article 2, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.